What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State here on this midweek Wednesday, May 17th, 2023. And a lot of things are coming out right now. Before I get to men's golf, obviously, who are continuing the battle at the NCAA Regional in Michigan Regional, I should say there. The volleyball schedule came out yesterday, and the week before, I believe the soccer schedule for K-State women's soccer also came out as well. We're going to get all that. We're going to have plenty of time to dive on in all that here in the upcoming days of this podcast and even weeks as well with my co-host Alex Aiden on the podcast, weekly podcast there as well. So I just wanted to bring your guys' attention to that, folks. So yes, so recently, the most recent schedule came out was K-State Volleyball. Obviously, opened up that very new volleyball arena here in Manhattan, Kansas. Again, more on that upcoming days and obviously upcoming months leading up to the new athletic season for K-State. Meanwhile, still unfinished business, though, for men's golf here as I'm recording this here. This is on Wednesday. Two rounds in, and of course, K-State trying to fight to get that elusive top five spot to advance themselves to the NCAA championships. After day one, it was good. And then round number two in Bath, Michigan. Wow, never heard of that city before. K-State scored a one under par overall yesterday, par 283. In the 2023 NCAA Michigan Regional, held in Bath, Michigan at Eagle Eye Golf Club there as well. Grant Robbins in a statement yesterday, our guys really battled today. And he goes on to say, quote, the course played tougher, the wind picked up and made the greens much firmer, so it was hard to get many good birdie looks. I'm really proud of how they stayed in it and finished off the round strong there. And Luke O'Neill for the second straight day of this NCAA Regional led the Cats here 2-under yesterday, par 69. He got birdies on 3, 13, and 18 and got one bogey there as well. He moved up six spots prior to the day individual leaderboard and put him tied for 6th, 5-under coming into the day there as well. All caps, should the Wildcats not advance, get that last spot as a team. The Iron Native has put himself in position to be the top individual, not on an advancing team, to move into the NCAA championship on the individual side. But again, a lot can happen right now. As I'm recording this right now, we're going to have all the recap of that as well. But hopefully, the team, K-State golf team, can pull what they've done all year long is finish strong. So we'll see what happens there. But Luke O'Neill, if he puts down one of those at the end of today, he could definitely put himself in position to advance to the NCAA individual championship round there as well. Others, senior Tim Tillman, sophomore Cooper Schultz, both put on even par 71. Yesterday, Tillman's is tied for 21st right now as I'm recording this pod while everything, the final round is going on. Cooper, where he at right now, he is tied for 46th place there as well. Nicholas Mason was one over yesterday, par 72. And Will Hopkins had a great day, first day of the NCAA Regional, struggled yesterday there. Three over par, par 74. He fell. He was the biggest one to drop 12 spots in this round, going into the final round there as well. Right now, as recording this podcast, finishing up this podcast, the final round is still going on right now. So you're going to get the wrap-up coverage here once I get the finalization of the numbers and everything else there as well. So I want to get you guys' attention on that. I know everything is kind of cray-cray right now for yours truly at the moment. But huge, huge day here for the K-State men's golf team as they try as a team. They put themselves in position to get themselves there. Luke O'Neill, can he duplicate what he did yesterday to advance himself to the NCAA championship? So we're going to have a lot more coverage on that coming up here on the podcast. So I'll give it to you here. Want to have that information here when K-State men's golf is wrapped up their playing coverage, or playing time, would you say, in Bath, Michigan. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. Folks, you're new to the podcast, appreciate you for checking us out, giving us a listen. The next thing you need to do, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, folks. We got a huge special guest here coming on this week's edition of Pro Project Podcast Weekly. Make sure you get yourself caught up now with episode 156 with Jasmine Halliburton and episode 157 of the podcast there as well. Men's Golf Regional, K-State, NCAA, Michigan Regional wraps up here in a couple of hours. We will see what Carter Fodes with the team and Luke O'Neill. So we'll keep a close eye on that. For right now, that's going to wave the checkered flag on this edition of the Pro Project Podcast, the PPPD edition. Eddie Greer, stay tuned for more K-State coverage here on this podcast. Obviously, since we have a special guest coming on here, more than likely we're not going to talk about baseball, but K-State tomorrow begins their finals regular season series against TCU here in Manhattan, Kansas. So I'm going to do a short little preview on that, so be on the lookout for that. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Go Cats!